Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Well, there you have it, folks. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we are live. Welcome to the show. We got a great action-packed show for you this evening. Tonight we have running for the 11th District of Florida in Hernando County. Pastor Jack Martin joins us. And we have another candidate that's up and coming and getting ready to announce, or has announced already, I'm sorry about the camera work, has already announced that she will be, of course, running for Congress as well. This is a kooky angle. We'll figure this out, folks. This is a test run tonight. We're just trying it out. We had a great victory today in the Supreme Court with the ruling on the vaccination and weekly testing for companies with 100 or more employees. Thankfully, that's me. Now I don't have to go through this crap. We got some smart people in the world. Thank goodness. For that, we want to say, yay. You know what I mean? It's good stuff. Now the Supreme Court did the right thing, and it came to the proper decision. So without further ado, I don't know how the sound is coming across on Facebook Live. If you're getting decent sound, this crazy video I'm shooting, give me some thumbs up, let me know. Right now I'm going to bring in our guest, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Pastor Jack Martin, joining us live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show, running for the 11th District against Daniel Webster. Welcome to the show, Pastor.
Hey, Mark. Glad to be on, brother.
Yes, indeed. I was there for your, I guess that was the official announcement last week on Saturday.
Yes, sir, that it was.
Excellent. And I don't know if the folks on Facebook Live can hear you. And so if you're there, please let me know if you can hear the pastor. If not, we will try something different, like maybe kill the soundboard tonight and keep on rocking. God, that's fun.
So this is your first night, right, with the new equipment?
Yeah, and I don't have a camera stand. I'm, like, holding the camera. It's weeble wobbling all over the place because I fidget. Like, I can't stop fidgeting. I can't help it. So everything's shaking. It's like I'm in an earthquake. For those of you who experience motion sickness, please go take some Dramamine now. Although, if the Blair Witch Project made you feel ill, you might want to go get Dramamine now.
Hey,
until I can get a camera stand. The thing is, it's funny. I can't really hear Jack. But anyway, now you had run back for Congress before, and obviously it didn't pan out the way you wanted. What happened the first run when you ran?
The first run, Mark, Webster wasn't in at the time, and so it was me and Justin Grabell, and I was actually doing very well. Webster then got redistricted, so we moved into our district. And when he did, as a few months went by, I realized I was pulling a fair amount of vote from him. And Justin was more moderate, so I didn't want to be the Ross Perot of the race so I stepped out of the race.
Right. And so fast forward to this past Saturday, you made your official announcement. And what made you decide this time to throw your hat into the ring?
It was pretty much the same. And I'm looking at our country. I thought back in 2016 we had problems after Obama. But Mark, this president has all but dismantled this nation. He's put us in a very precarious place with other world leaders, China and Russia for the most part, but even Iran and North Korea. And I just sat back. I said, I can't do it. I'm going to put my hat in. I'm going to run. I'm going to give it everything I have.
Amen. And what are some of your things you want to accomplish when you make it to the swamp?
Well, you heard me the other day. I'll go through a little bit of it. But what the Lord put in my heart was what Newt Gingrich did back in the 1990s was to actually offer the people something that I'll work to do. Things like go back to rebuilding the wall, school choice, get rid of vaccine mandates, getting rid of the United Nations, doing a lot of background checking on the FBI and the CIA and getting them back in line, voter registration, you know, making sure the elections are going to be honest. There are 21 different points, but it's intended to say, look, we've got a lot of problems and we can't fix one or two. We've got to fix them all.
Right on, you know, and the way the swamp works, who knows if they'll ever be able to get it done one way or the other, because that swamp is deep. It's deeper than any of us ever imagined. And, hey, I want to say hello to my good friend Chris Radke in the live feed. Holy moly, that's a blast from the past. I hope all is well with you, my friend. And that's for you, my brother. A little cheer goes out to you. Good to see you. He's an old friend, man. I know that guy 25 years. Hey, what's happening? Look, they're watching the show live behind me. So the midterms are racing upon us, and there's a lot of important things happening across the country. What are the chances of the Republicans, do you feel? I think they need 18 seats to take the House, 17 or 18 seats to take the House. Do you think that's possible? Do you think the people are ready for a red wave here, or what do you think the plan is for the American people when it comes to the midterms?
I'm going to step out here and tell you something that maybe it'll sound off at first. I think we're going to see more seats change this year than has ever happened before in the U.S. Congress. I really think it's going to be that lopsided.
I hope so. I really do. We need to take the House and the Senate. And I believe for sure, if we take the House and the Senate, that Donald J. Trump will run again. I believe that might be his goal here, to find out what is exactly happening at midterm elections, and then we'll know for sure if he's going to run or not. I think if we don't win the Senate or the House or both back, he won't really want to throw his hat in the ring. He'll toss the baton to Ron DeSantis, because I think that would be the only other viable candidate, maybe Kristi Noem out of Dakota.
Yeah, I agree. I think he has done a lot to try to get candidates lined up. He's done endorsements of people that he feels real good with. And he's been collecting money for quite a while, and I think he's been able to use it where needed with other candidates. And that you're right. I think that'll be the point when he sees the outcome of that election where he makes the final decision.
You know, because it'll be tough if you don't have the House or the Senate, or, you know, it wouldn't make any sense, because it would just be another 4 years of fighting and bickering and battling, and we would get nothing done. So
yeah,
we have to see.
I predict we're going to win them both, Mark. I predict we're going to. We may not win the Senate by a great amount, maybe two or three, but I really believe in the House. It's going to be lopsided. There are like, I think it's 28 Democrats that have already said they're not running again, and
right.
There's an awful lot of good Republican names in the ring. Anthony Sabatini is running. I think he'll win in his district.
Right. But maybe, who knows, you know, nothing occurred with the obvious blatant cheating in the last election. You know, some people made some valiant efforts to prove that the fraud happened, but unbelievably, and with the lots of video evidence that came out, can we be sure we're going to be victorious? I don't think anybody trusts the elections any longer, and maybe some people are just going to stay home. Hopefully that doesn't happen on our side. Hopefully the other side is just so sick and tired that they don't show up. But I think it's going to be widespread on both sides. No one's going to trust elections anymore. And you're going to see a steep decline in how many people vote in the next couple election cycles.
Yeah. You know, Mike Lindell spoke Saturday over in Plant City. And after I left my announcement, I went over there. He said something that was interesting. He said, in a way, he was glad that we didn't get everything back because everything that we've been able to learn in the months that followed showed us how much deeper things were than what we realized. And I really think there's going to be a lot of internet checking that night. I think there's going to be a whole lot of people with the skill sets who will be watching. And I got thinking a few weeks back, I started wondering if in 2018, if they didn't cheat back then when they stole the House. Because if they didn't win the House back then, Donald Trump never would have went through all of those impeachments and things.
Yep, that's a fact. And that's a good possibility. I think that they were definitely cheating here in the governor race in Florida. I can't believe that that they haven't been doing this for a lot longer than we think. They finally got caught. I think maybe they've been doing this crap for a long time. The presidential election against Hillary should have no way been that close, and yet it was, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think when Hillary lost, they went into panic mode, and I think they're still in that. I think with Biden right now, they probably have chalked him off and are already thinking of trying to take things over before 2022. A lot of this vote going on right now in the House and in the Senate is to take control by the federal government, which it's not one of the enumerated powers, so they have no business doing it. But if they can do it and get the election in before the Supreme Court can rule, the damage is done.
Right. But thank goodness the Supreme Court made one right decision today. I don't know how right they are on the second with the mandated people who are working for agencies that get federal money from Medicare and Medicaid. That to me is a scam and a sham. Those people should not be forced into anything. I think it's crazy that medical choice and medical freedom, my body, my choice, only counts for liberal leftist thick agendas like taking the life of children. My body, my choice is in every medical decision. It should be.
Totally.
But apparently it's not. Sorry.
I totally agree with you. That's right. So how's your new equipment that you picked up working for you tonight?
I don't know. We'll find out when it's over. Can you hear this?
I'm not. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, that stinks. it's got all kinds of fun things. I'm going to be doing a practice run with my actual Blog Talk Radio studio. I haven't done that yet. I did the Facebook Live and it works as far as I can tell. And we'll see when I watch the live feedback later, we'll see if it worked. I'm ugly. I got a real big close up of me. It's kind of scary because I don't have a camera stand right now because everything's all tied up with the new stuff. So and my ugly grill is right there. Ugh, holy moly.
Hey, you know what? Hey, it's all a good experiment.
Hey, Mr. DeMille, it's not my time for a close-up, please. Wait, when I say Mr. DeMille, am I dating myself?
Cecil B. DeMille?
You know? Boy, oh boy. So if people want to help your campaign and, you know, contribute or something like that, how do they do that?
Mark, you can go online to my webpage. It's J Jack Martin, the numeric number four, jackmartinforcongress.com. And you can either use PayPal, credit card, debit card. If they wanted, they could mail it to my house. That's another way. I'm going to need grassroots help big time. It is not a hard thing to win these races, but it takes people to more than clap for you. People are going to have to get out and help me going door to door. They're going to have to help me get petitions signed. I think you heard me the other day. I was saying if in the whole nation, 330 million people, if only 100,000 people would take and mail $5 the cost of a cup of coffee, I'd have 500,000. I'd have my entire budget for the campaign. If 260 people in Florida would only do 10 petitions from each person, do 10, I'd have my petitions. We make it hard where one person has to go around and get 2,600 of them. So I'm really hoping there's some people out there that want to get rid of a guy who's been in office 40 years and get somebody in there who's proven himself. Well, I didn't just start doing stuff. I started back in 2001.
Right. Well, you know, the gentleman who's representing me now in Congress, I never hear from him. I don't see him. He doesn't report to his constituency. It's not well known. I know when Sheriff Nugent was my congressman, his office was on Spring Hill Drive, and you can make an appointment, and you can go and see him. And he was accessible, always.
It has to be more than ever.
You know, the guy that's in there right now, he's not transparent enough. I don't get any updates, reports. I have to, if I want to know how he's voting on bills, I got to go search for it. You know what I mean? Sheriff Nugent had that accessible at all times, and he voted with the Constitution 99% of the time. But every time he voted for the NDAA or to expand the Patriot Act, he went against everything I stand for. But they all do it. I don't know why. The National Defense Authorization Act and that crap, those guys all sign it. Then when they do that, it doesn't matter how good they do in Congress.
You know,
I
stood in his office in D.C., I'm thinking 2018 or 2019. And as a pastor, I asked him a question. I said, where do you stand on overturning the Johnson Amendment, the amendment that doesn't let pastors speak about issues that could be considered political? And he looked at me with the most quizzical face, and he said, well, that's a deep subject. It's a slippery slope. And I just looked at him. I said, no, it's not a slippery slope. You need to grow a backbone and vote against it and get our rights back for us.
Right. You know, I'm telling you, that's good stuff. I'm glad you did that. But these guys, they all sign that. I don't understand what's up with, I understand the National Defense Authorization Act, but doesn't that violate, like, the Constitution? We know the Patriot Act was the shredding of the Constitution. How the hell do we get out from underneath that crap? Excuse my
honestly,
French.
Honestly, it's going to take – there's a lot of good people, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, different ones like that are there right now, Margaret Taylor Greene. These are people that I would want to align with there. The Jim Jordans. I would like to get with them. The more that number grows, the greater the voice, the more we can change.
Yeah. Well, right now, Matt Gaetz is under fire. He's got some horrifying allegations against him. I hope they're not true, and I hope that he's found not guilty, because it has to do with sex trafficking and transporting a minor over state lines to engage in sexual acts and stuff like that. So we'll see.
You know,
my
daughter worked as a legislative aide when he was still in the state legislature. And she said, Dad, I'll tell you one thing. She said, Matt Gaetz may be a lot of things, but that's not something he is. She thinks he's absolutely innocent.
Right. And he, you know, he swears he's innocent. So and until he's proven guilty, he's a go-to guy in Congress. I'll tell you that. He's standing up for the right things. And, you know, the things that he stands up for and the people I know that stand up for the same things, none of them are like that. So, you know. We'll have to see. I can't believe it. I don't think it's true. But if it is,
yeah, they,
well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yep, and if it is, we'll hold them accountable like we should do with everybody. My big thing I notice is they attack, just like they did with Trump, they attack everybody who's a threat to them. They're attacking Governor DeSantis now. If Christie Nome spoke up a whole lot more, they would attack her. They're just going to try to diminish every person with a voice. They would love it right now if they could find anything on President Trump so he could run again. But I think the man's clean on that. I think we're going to see him as the 47th president of the United States.
Right. Here's my take on that. For 4 years, the highest members in law enforcement in the United States of America investigated President Trump up, down, in, out, back and forth in every direction. And guess what? They found nothing. So, more investigations are going to only find the same thing that they've already found. Nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, like, so, and people are like worried, oh my God. But there is one thing that is upsetting to me, and it's a little tormenting, is the warp speed to the vaccine that has now got us in this vaccine battle. You know, he was pressured into making this vaccine happen. I don't know.
And I feel bad in a way because I didn't get vaxxed and I went through COVID and I actually survived because of ivermectin. And I don't agree with anybody having to be forced to do it when liberty and the pursuit of happiness in and of their own self covered all. My life is my life. My liberty is my freedom. My pursuit to live a happy life is mine. It's not the government's right. And I think he's in a position where he got it done in record time. And maybe there's a little ego in there. Maybe, you know, he doesn't want to admit that it isn't working the way we thought. But you can hear doctor after doctor who's knowledgeable telling you what a disaster this whole vaccine thing is.
If President Trump came out and said, I made a mistake. This vaccine is horrific. Don't get it. I'm sorry. We all be like, we already knew that. Hurry up and get elected.
Yeah. I mean,
but he needs to say it.
Yeah, and I think that's the hard part. I love the man, but he does have a big ego, and I wonder if that wouldn't stop him.
Yeah, look at the things he did. He had the whole world against him, and look what he accomplished. Matt, could you imagine? We take the House and the Senate, and then he has control for two solid years with the plan. You know, if he's going to run, he's already formulating his plan behind closed doors with his people. And whatever he got accomplished last time, he's going to accomplish way more. Who do you think he would pick as a vice president? I'm hoping like General Flynn.
I would think Flynn, my biggest thing is I think he'll pick carefully because in 2024, I think you'll see DeSantis after Trump in 2028. I think he'd pick carefully so that he didn't mess that up. Because, I mean, DeSantis is like Trump's son. What Trump did for the United States in pulling us out of the mess and making us power again, DeSantis has showed every governor in America the truth about the whole COVID lockdown and all that. I'm kind of up in the air on who the president's going to pick. I just know this. I lost an awful lot of respect for Mike Pence.
Yeah. You know, he had some senatorial control there when the votes were coming in and stuff. And I don't know. I looked up all the things in the Constitution. I have constitutions all around the house, and he sure as heck could have decertified that election and said, "Look, we need to investigate this. This is especially like in Georgia, where you got people pulling cases out from under tables. They lie, say there's some kind of plumbing issue, chase everybody out, pull a bunch of cases out from under a table, and scan them on video." Oh no, there's nothing going on there. What? The whole world.
You know that night, Mark, we were sitting at a victory party I forget the name of the place, but it was where the Hernando Patriots used to meet. And once they said they stopped counting in Atlanta because there's a water leak. And a little while later, they said, well, Milwaukee has stopped counting. They have a problem. Then they said, Philadelphia stopped counting. I got up and I left the party. I said, I know what's going on. I said, we're winning on all those states. We're winning in every one of those states. But I guarantee you by tomorrow morning, we won't be. And it was just the most sickening feeling.
Yep. Like I also was telling people, I said, the race for the Florida governor had Andrew Gillian's like cousin or uncle or something in a rent a car in a parking garage with ballots in the trunk. What?
Yep.
And I said, and that wasn't the only incident. There was many different incidents during that election. And I said, this is it. If they get away with this, this was the test run for the presidential election. And I was right.
Can you imagine if he would have won? I mean, a couple months later, he's arrested naked with another guy high on drugs. Like, this was the guy they were putting up for governor.
They would have gave him Marion Barry treatment.
Yep.
You know, it would have been like, oh, if you apologize, we'll let you. It'll be okay. I don't know what's going on with there.
Isn't it amazing that on the left they could do the same things that happen on the right? And when they do them, they're covered over. They're never heard. I mean, let's take Hunter's laptop. I mean, this thing is years old now, and the FBI has never done anything on it. You know, and yet they raided Manafort's home and others' home, you know, just broke in the middle of the night with guns. CNN is already there. You know, I mean, it's like a made-for-TV mafia movie.
Did you hear when I had, a month ago, I had Roger Stone on the show?
Yeah.
He's great.
I
was knee slapping the whole night. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, and he just, they come out of nowhere. He lets them fly.
Yeah, he's really good. He's talking about, when he came on, Biden had just crapped his pants while talking to the Pope, and he kept cracking on that. It was really good.
Yeah, you know, when I first heard that, I wasn't sure if it was real. And then they showed him. Somebody put pictures up. The same day that he was talking in the Pope, he was in two different suits.
Oh, my goodness.
The man is a joke. You know, I hate to say, my mother-in-law had Alzheimer's. And he looks exactly like she did when she was about halfway through it. I say he probably don't finish. I don't think he'll finish 4 years.
It'll be tough. My father passed away from complications of dementia and Parkinson's.
Yep.
And the mental decline is very reminiscent. And I try not to make fun of the guy because I know a family member personally, my dearest, you know, my hero freaking died of, you know, because of dementia. So I don't like to make fun of it. So I try not to make fun of his cognitive decline, although sometimes...
Yep.
It's funny. My father, and I know you're a pastor, so please forgive me. My father had Parkinson's disease, and his right hand always was shaking. So I said, Dad, why don't you cut your pants pocket out and keep your hand in your pocket at least?
People would be, I hear you.
I'm sorry,
Pastor. You know, if it weren't, that I know he is active in this. I mean, he still has the will to say no. His wife should be arrested for elder abuse.
Right. Yep. I agree.
No, and I don't know if you listen to Kamala today. She was talking, and it was like listening to a madman talk. Nothing she said made sense.
Pretty scary. It's pretty scary to watch. You know, we got this buildup on the Ukraine border. We have the Chinese are flying planes around. And oops, that little country, North Korea, is firing missiles again. Go figure.
Yep. Yep.
You know, it's just ridiculous. They okay a pipeline to Vlad, to Vladimir,
yep.
And now he's going to be supplying the gas to our most gas-consuming vendors, Northern Germany in the cold regions where we were spending our gas and oil. Now
yep.
Russia gets it. Thanks.
Meanwhile, we've got thousands of pipeline workers and frackers that are out of work because of him. And people like, you know, Joe Manchin in West Virginia having to wonder what he's going to do to the coal industry.
You know, well, at least Joe Manchin been making a stand on some issues and saving the day, for crying out loud.
Amen.
He's from West Virginia. He can't be an uber liberal. My friend Teresa, she was from West Virginia, and she said the toothbrush must have been invented in West Virginia, because if it was invented anywhere else, it would have been called a teeth brush.
Yep.
And she only had one snaggly tooth.
Okay.
That was her joke. It wasn't me. God rest her soul. She was one of my funniest, dearest friends.
Yeah. Him and Kristen Sinema right now are, you know, holding the fortress, because if they can do away with the filibuster, that sorry law that they're working on will be in place, and they'll be controlling every election throughout the nation.
Yep. Thank goodness. So, you know, the other one, I don't understand how the Democrats, love them, hate them, whatever it is, no matter the issue, they're pretty much all for one for all. Even if they agree, disagree, they just, why? Are they all under threat? Have they all spent time on Lolita Island, and they all have a file, and they bring them into the office and say, don't forget this file, buddy. And now they got two, Sinema and Manchin, that didn't make it onto the island, and they didn't have a file on them, and they're actually standing up. Maybe that's it. I got my tinfoil hat on.
Snowden was along. People were doubting him like he was evil. This is a guy who was a contractor for the NSA. He wasn't an actual, you know, NSA employee. And he saw what they were doing. They were spying on every American. And he didn't go out and reveal foreign secrets. He squealed on the NSA. And they made him out to be a hunted man. He's forced to live in Russia right now. I honestly was hoping that Donald Trump was going to, you know, let him off. Because I thought the guy was a hero.
Right. And I was talking to someone recently, and they had their heroes mixed up. They said, well, John McCain, you know, he was a hero. I said, wait a minute. You obviously don't know John McCain too well. I said,
they
did you know
the story
that John
about him
killing all the people on the ship?
Yep. You know, and not only that, when he was in custody because his dad was an admiral, he was taken out different times, was fed better. You know, they tried to get him to do announcements. John McCain is no hero. I you know, he was a maverick that got people killed.
Hello?
I'm there.
Oh.
You still there?
Yeah. All of a sudden it got quiet. It got really quiet. Yeah, you know, but I was trying to tell him, you know, he was responsible for the most deaths by friendly fire on, you know, U.S., you know, military. He was a POW, blah, blah, blah. That's great. And he, you know, he was a veteran. He fought in the war. But as soon as you go into Congress and you usurp your oath that you swore to protect as a military person, you automatically threw out your hero status. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my old friend Frank Bruss to the live feed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, my goodness. I know that guy since like 1978. I know his whole family now. Oof. Wow.
There you go. Old friend showing up.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And it's always good to have old friends tune in. It's great. How do you like my beard? It's really white. Holy moly.
You're getting old, Mark.
I think I made it.
My grandson made it. My grandson asked me today, he said, Grampy, how come your hair is turning white? I think you're so old.
So now back to heroes. I got sidetracked. There was a gentleman that passed away earlier in the week. The oldest living veteran of World War II passed away. Now, there was a hero. God forgive me, I forget his name. Holy moly. If someone has his name, shoot it up in the live feed so we can pay the right honor to him. My hands are tied. I can't really type in stuff. So, but, yes, now that's a hero. These guys here, what I find is like, well, he served in World War II, then he served in Korea, then Vietnam. Like, what? Holy moly, some of these guys.
A man for every war.
You know? And I try to tell people, you see that little old guy sitting over there? You know, 55 years ago, he was one of the baddest ass people on the face of this planet running around in the jungles of Vietnam, and he made it back. You better watch out.
Yep.
You know? Those guys are
we still owe the Vietnam veterans a day. We owe them a national day where the whole nation shuts down in honor.
My wife saw a guy with a Vietnam veterans hat on. She said, sir, thank you for your service. He said, ma'am, I appreciate it, but don't thank me for my service. Welcome me home. And she's like, welcome home, soldier. You know,
I've got sitting here in my house one of two of my brother Richie's bronze stars. Richie won them in Vietnam, one time for carrying the wounded back under mortar fire, one time for rearming his men under fire. When he came home, he ran into John Kerry's Vietnam Veterans Against War, and they made my brother feel like a piece of trash. He died about 8 years ago from the effects of Agent Orange. You know, we did such a disservice. I had a guy show up at the church. This is years ago now. But he was a colonel. And he sat down and cried like a baby, telling me about how when he came home, how his family treated him. We owe these guys big time.
Right. Yes, indeed. There's a gentleman in Reno, Nevada right now. His cause is dead Marine walking. He was diagnosed with cancer. He was one of the guys that would paint the vehicles. So he was in the paint room all the time, and he came down with this crazy cancer. And his story is that he went into the VA hospital, and the VA doctor made a sexual advance at him. And he's like, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not like that. You're mistaken. I'm flattered, but no thanks, you know. After that, they stopped treating him. All this stuff happened, and now he's got to be passing away any day now. He's really sick, and he's got other injuries that were happening during his service, and he's whittling away. And they completely turn their back on him. And he's got one person that helped him out. I had him on the show. I tried. We helped him a little bit back in the day, and people were helping a little bit. But he's the dead Marine walking. You could search that on Facebook. I mean, on YouTube, and see his story. I think that's what it's even under, the dead Marine walking. It's a very sad story. And these guys are getting left in the dust still. And that wasn't from. He's not from Vietnam. He's from Desert Storm. So they're turning their back on them guys too. You know, they had a good welcome home. We learned something from Vietnam. We welcome these guys home now, and then we turn our backs on them. It's not us, but when I say we, I mean the powers that be, the government, not the people, because most people make them sick.
Yeah, people forget too soon, Mark. We get up every day, we go out and do everything we want because of those who've given their lives at the battlefield. And we owe them. What I was saying on Saturday, we need to take care of our active current soldiers, and we need to take care of our veterans. They were there for us, and we have to be there for them.
Did you see the fantastic job George and the Reeds Across America people did this year? Holy moly!
Yeah, it was. I love that, brother. I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember when Cody Grader died in Iraq. I went to the wake that night, and I saw how broken his mother was. So I'm driving home, and these words are going through my head, and I start, right as I'm driving, writing on a piece of paper. I get home, and I finish it, and it was like a poem. And I felt like I was supposed to go back and give it to his mom. So I went back to the funeral parlor the night of the viewing, and I explained to her, and I gave it to her, and she started to cry and hug me. Later on, I put music to it. It's a song called Sacred Sacrifice. And when they dedicated the post office to him, they sang that song that day in his honor. You know, we've got to honor these guys and gals. They gave everything for us.
Yeah. And some people go, well, they knew what they were doing when they what they were getting themselves into when they signed up. Yeah, because they were looking to make sure that what we have here in this nation is never lost, and that crap don't come to our shores. We leave the country to fight the wars so that we don't have them here on the shores of Atlantic City or, you know, out in Yellowstone, you know.
We don't want to be at
Stone Mountain, Georgia, fighting a battle with the Chinese. No, we want to keep it out of
exactly.
here. So that's why they leave the country and go to these battlefields.
We were at a Blue Star, Gold Star event in Washington, D.C., probably 10 years ago. We went to the White House with Pete Hetzer from Fox and them. And you had that code pink standing like 30 yards away screaming, "We're glad your kids died." And I saw some non-veterans go over there, and suddenly you saw bodies flying. I mean, it was like, get out of here with your nonsense. If you don't like it, go to another country.
Yeah. That's what aggravates me, too, is, you know, I'm all for people coming to my country and achieving or striving to reach the American dream. We all want the American dream, but you have to follow the rules. If you can't follow the rules, don't come. That's it.
Exactly. The other night at the Republican Club meeting, they had a husband and wife talk. It took them 17 years to finally get their citizenship. They were made to leave this country, Spring Hill, Florida. They were made to leave three times and go back to Great Britain. And each time they wanted to be here, they worked their way back. But, I mean, they went by the book, and it took them 17 years. And you got a million-plus people crossing our border now who could care less about our nation. They just want our money.
Yep. Now we have some guys at work. I'll say my friend, he's from East Germany. You know, he lived behind the wall. And he's seeing some things here in this country that make him feel like he's behind the wall again. And when these guys are saying that stuff, when the Cuban guys are going, "Oh my God, you got to vote these communists out. Don't vote for this. Oh my God." You know, something's up when the Cubans and people who live behind the wall in East Germany, when they were young, start seeing that stuff.
Anybody who lived under socialism or communism will tell you. And we had a couple in the church when I was still pastor that were from Germany. They were real little kids when World War II took place. And the husband came up to me one day and he said, "Pastor, what you're seeing going on where kids are singing songs to Barack Obama in the school, they're singing." He said, "That's exactly what they did with Adolf Hitler."
Yep. And these people see it. That they are beside themselves because they came here to escape that. And they understand that if America falls, that last beacon of freedom, the shining city on the hill, as they say, will no longer be there. Where do you go? Where do you go? There's nowhere left.
You heard Trevor Saturday. There's nowhere to go. This is it. We either fight to keep what we have or it's gone.
Yeah, if you talk to that man, I've been trying to get a date for the show, but he's traveling. And we want that guy to keep traveling. I would rather have him out speaking and speaking sense to people than coming on my little show. But I'm still trying.
I think he'd be glad to come on your show, though, I think.
He came on already.
He spoke.
He came on like 5 years ago or 6 years when his book came out.
Okay.
I thought it was a great book. We had him on the show, and it was a great show.
He just put out another movie. It's called What Happened to Living Powerful Nations, Shaking Christianity, The Enemies Within the Church. And it's all about how compromised the church has become today.
Yes, yes. I found a pretty good church right now. It's a really growing church so far. It's been nice. New Life Christian Church. The pastor is really good. His sermons are really excellent. He's like when I was young as a kid, you go to church, you hear it, you listen, but you don't hear.
Yeah.
Now when I go to church, I'm listening and I'm hearing because I want to hear it. Now when you're young, you don't really want to hear. You're like, oh, your dad drags me to church by the ear. Let's go to church. You're going to church. Let's go. Really? Come on. Blah, blah, blah. Then you grow up and something happens and Christ enters your heart and there it is. Now you want to listen. Now you want to learn. It's like, where's my Bible? Like you're looking for your Bible now, where before you were like, it was on the nightstand. You never moved it. You know, now you got to find it because you forgot where you left it.
I hear you, brother.
You know, it's good stuff. And that's a great thing too, is folks, Pastor Jack is a, what do they call it? Black Robe Regiment. And these guys were synonymous in the revolution for our country. And they are still out there, folks, doing the right thing and preaching what's right. There's a lot of churches that they fear, I guess, losing their big donors. For a while, I thought these guys were afraid of losing their 501c3. Nope. They're not really afraid to lose the 501c3. I think what they're afraid to lose is, listen, you're going to go along with what I say, or my $25,000 a year donation is going to go to the church down the street.
Goes out the window.
You better not talk about that stuff anymore. You know,
I had some people over the years say that to me, and I basically just said, listen, the door's right over there. Don't let it hitch on the way out.
Right, as it should be, you know. Like any business, a church will have its ups and downs, you know. It's just like any business. Business gets slow everywhere, sometimes even at church. But this church that we joined, boy, it's been really I've been feeling the Holy Spirit there like I've never felt so. I like it. It's really interesting.
You're blessed.
And it's fun.
You're blessed.
Yes,
brother.
Indeed.
A good church is important in this day and age.
Like, I never felt the desire to, like, you know, go to a Bible study. It was always just kind of go to church, cardboard Christian, do some communion, then go out into the world and be worldly. That's changing.
Beautiful.
It's been changing a lot.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The world has a lot of shiny things.
The life when you're walking with the Lord, Mark, is the most beautiful life in the world.
Yeah, and it's getting better every day. I notice when things get stressful and things get hectic, I don't get all frantic. I don't get all panicky. I kind of just go, okay, one step at a time. Here we go, you know. And it's just,
yep.
I don't know. I don't get all crazy.
Said,
I don't get all like, oh, my God.
I
only get like that when I'm late for church.
Yep.
I only get like that when I'm late for church. Hurry up, we're late. I don't want to be late. We don't want to be like, you know, walking in during the opening announcements. Get up, we got to get down
there.
I
hear you, brother. I appreciate that, Mark.
You know? Holy moly. It's good stuff. Yay. I love this thing. I have got to get this connected to my studio soundboard. When you got to watch the live feed on Facebook because I've been hitting the buttons and it goes live over that. So it's pretty neat. Anyhow, one more time, tell the folks how they can get in touch with your campaign if they want to contribute, if they want to do all that kind of fun stuff. Where can they go?
Sure. Go to Jack Martin and then the number four, the actual number four, Congress. .com, Jack Martin for Congress.com. And
I'll put that
I'll
in the
take
live
any help. Thank you. I'll take any help I can get, because I truly believe, Mark, I believe if I can get there, I can contribute to getting this nation back on track.
Got to get in with the right crew, you know?
Amen.
And I think you're talking the right thing. The Freedom Caucus, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and those guys and gals, there's some people out there fighting. And
yep.
We need, like, this is a great friend of ours, James Scafetta, and he was running for a couple of offices there for a little while, and he had said, it's time to stop electing politicians and start electing patriots.
Exactly.
Amen to that.
And James is a patriot.
I believe he's on the phone right now. Maybe I'll pick it up. He's been there listening to the show. Yeah, I think he's here in the live feed. Let's see. Let me pick this line up. I hope this isn't Jennifer, and she forgot to press 1, and I didn't pick it up all day. Come on, it's not picking up. But yeah, I think this is.
Yeah, I'm glad you're going to work with Jennifer. She's a great candidate too.
Hey, Mark.
I hear him.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, James, how we doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I just want to say to your audience, Mark, that and Jack, I missed your Saturday official announcement due to a major setback in health, but I want to just let everybody know that we first met in 2013. I didn't know Jack at all. We happened to be both guest speakers at the biggest gun Second Amendment rally in the state of Florida, and that was
there.
Here in Brooksville. It took place simultaneously in 47 states. And as soon as I heard Jack speak, because he was before me, I said, wow, that guy is something special about him, a great speaker, a great patriot. And I don't know if it's God or what, but we have been, and neither one of us doing it or knowing it, we're always on the same – we appear as guest speakers at so many different gun rallies, veterans events, freedom rallies. In fact, the 9/12 has got us both down for, if I can make it, for the March a meeting. So he is the man, and like I said, I started saying that back in 2014, but people aren't listening, and they haven't been listening, that we've got to stop electing politicians and start electing patriots. And if you want to really truly do that, and you want to elect a patriot and not a politician, then you've got to vote, support, help in any way you can. Jack Martin for Congress, District 11. He's got
Amen.
My vote, my endorsement, and I ask anybody who's ever supported me and voted for me, vote for Jack Martin to save America.
I'm blushing here, James.
No, really, truly, a true patriot, a 3%er, if there's any chance of taking back the country and saving it, he'll join the Freedom Caucus and be out there with the rest of the fighters, and at least make as much of a dent in this evil that we possibly can. So, again, stop electing politicians and start electing patriots. Thanks for having me on tonight, Mark. Take it easy, Jack. I'll be seeing you on the road.
You too, brother.
All
I'll
right,
get that picture to you that you wanted.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
James. Stay on the line.
You got
I'll
it, Mark.
You the,
Thank
I'll
you.
Put you. Back on hold.
Okay.
All right. There you have it. There's another fine local patriot, James Scavetta. He wants to make a run for some office, but as you heard, he's got some things happening. So I'm going to try something real quick. Ready? Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, running for the 11th District in Hernando County, Pastor Jack Martin for Congress. Be there or be square. There's some music going on. You'll hear it in the live feed. This is fun. I got to hook this up to my blog talk.
Yeah. You're having too much fun, Mike.
Well, that's what it's all about. If I can have fun, I want to have a good time as well as, you know, try to provide some kind of a service. For people.
Hey, is Jennifer going to be on?
I don't think so. She was supposed to. We had an email communicated. I sent her the phone number for the show. Jennifer, I'm having some weird kind of issues here with the internet. I don't know what's going on. But if you happen to be on hold, Jennifer, just press 1 and join the show. I'll pick up the line. We've got only a couple of minutes left here, but we gladly let her talk about her campaign real quick before we wrap up the show. I did schedule 90 minutes just a bit.
She's a true patriot, Mark. I met her at a rally in Orlando, and I'll tell you what, she deserves to be in the House, too. I'm really praying she makes it in.
Me, too. We need, like, one of the best statements ever said, elect politicians, stop electing politicians and start electing patriots. It's a really necessary thing in this day and age, for sure.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Jack, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. She's not in the on hold there. She didn't press 1. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to wish you nothing but luck on your campaign trail. I don't know how much I can do for you, but have you on the show. I'm a busy man. I work a lot, and I got a house to run here, and it's really tough being a one man show here. But whatever I can do to help, I will help. You know, I get a couple extra dollars, I'll throw it in the campaign kitty. You know what I'm saying?
You were a big help tonight, Mark, and you've always been a help. I count you as a great friend, and I thank you for letting me be on the show tonight.
And you definitely got my vote, brother. Thanks again for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Pastor Jack Martin running for District 11 here in Hernando County, Florida, a patriot true and true, and a pastor, someone who loves God, family, and country. Who's better for a position than someone like Pastor Jack Martin? Thanks again, sir, for coming on the show. It's been real fun. I am enjoying this new soundboard. We're cheering and clapping and doing all kinds of stuff. It's really cool.
Amen. Thank you, Mark.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and right now we're going to do this fun tune, one that we love so much. It is the Star Spangled Banner, performed by our good friend Dave Bray. Let me get a flag here, so everybody can join, and take off your hat, raise for the flag. If you can stand, stand. If you can't stand, take off your hat, place it over your heart, and let's do this. It's the Star Spangled Banner, as performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. You can have this version. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. And here you go, ladies and gentlemen. shout out to my old friend Mike Lovett in the live feed, brother Jack Martin for Congress, District 11. He's your man. If you're there, vote Jack. Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Checking out. See you next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here, Thursday night, next, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Well, that was fun.